or for safety, this is your opportunity to do something about that. Remember, James said that life is like a vapor that appeareth for a while and then vanishes away. So we're not in the business of trying to scare people into obeying the gospel or anything like that, but reality is reality. The fact of the matter is, death could come at any time, and if not that, the Lord Jesus could come back at any time. So you have the opportunity tonight to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ and to rectify the situation that you're in, and this might be the last chance that you have. We have been singing songs, and the theme upstairs has been on trust, and certainly we can trust God. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 9, Paul simply said, God is faithful. Titus 1 and at verse 2 reminds us that God never lies. And it's because of that that we can trust Him explicitly. We understand that He doesn't lie. He cannot lie. And so we ought to trust Him. And there's two areas where that is particularly true. We ought to trust what God says. As the people of God, we ought to trust what He says about salvation. Remember Romans 8 and at verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Get out your concordance sometime and look up in your Bible how many times, particularly John, talks about the fact that God has given us eternal life. We can have confidence in our salvation. We don't subscribe to the Calvinistic once saved, always saved doctrine, but the Bible does teach the idea of security. The Bible teaches us that we're in the hands of God, and Jesus told us in one place that no one can pluck us out of God's hand. Now, you can yourself sort of jump out of God's hand if you want to. You can determine to walk away from God and to become unfaithful, but nobody can force you to do that. The devil can't make you do that. So, as children of God, once you obey the gospel of Christ, your sins are washed away by the blood of Christ. That's what you have experienced if you're a Christian, and now there is no condemnation in Christ. Only the devil wants you to doubt your salvation. I've had brethren over the years tell me, well, we can't really be sure that we're saved. Why can't we be sure? The Bible tells us that we are. And God cannot lie. You can trust God. But I'll tell you a second area where you can trust God, not only with God telling those of us who are Christians that we're in a state of no condemnation, He also says that those who know not God and who obey not the gospel will be punished with an everlasting destruction away from the presence of God. 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 through 9 teaches us that. God cannot lie. The fact of the matter is, if you don't obey the gospel of Christ and you die in your sins, if your name's not written in the book of life, you will be cast into a lake of fire. And you can reason with yourself, well, maybe God will change His mind, or maybe that won't happen. No, God is faithful. He cannot lie. You can trust God. You can trust the positive things that He says about all of the wonderful blessings that we have, all of His promises, but you can trust His warnings, His admonitions as well. Whatever you need to do tonight, if you're not saved, do something about it while you have the opportunity, regardless of why you came tonight. You may not have tomorrow, but you have right now. You can obey the gospel. Do it as we together stand and sing. When we walk with the